Welcome to a special bonus episode of Take Foul. We are going to be talking about the Jalen Hood-Schifino trade. And before we get into it, it's just Mike and I today. Ike has some obligations, but he was kind enough to send over a official statement as a member of the podcast. So we'll start off. Well, here, look, I'll read the full trade details, and then I'll read Ike's statement, and then let's get into it. The full trade: the Lakers get Luka Doncic, Maxi Kleber, Markieff Morris. The Mavericks get Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and the 2029 Lakers first round pick. And the Jazz get Jalen Hood-Schifino, a 2025 Clippers second, and a 2025 Mavs second. Literally sending out a Mavs second just to make the a second round pick to make the deal work. Whatever. Here is the statement from Ike. To say I am baffled by this trade would be an understatement. Unless there are Deshaun Watson-like allegations or undisclosed injuries, parentheses, I am alleging neither, parentheses close, then this may be the most one-sided trade in the history of American sports. I cannot begin to understand why the Mavericks would ever contemplate trading Luka or why they would go about this in this manner. They, quote, zeroed in on Anthony Davis. In a negotiating sense, they did this in the absolute worst way. Not fielding offers for a top three or four asset, maybe better, in the NBA is criminal negligence. I would have traded literally, all caps, every asset on the Timberwolves, every asset the Timberwolves were allowed to in order to pair him with Ant. I think every GM, almost every GM in the league, feels the same way. All of the poor negotiating aside, though, how the fuck do you trade Luka Doncic? That part's in all caps. I spent 30-ish minutes last night going through Mavs Reddit, and to call it a depressing environment would be the understatement of the century. Tons of fans in there are just giving up on basketball/life, and I can't blame them. It just doesn't make any sense to anyone. Traded away 10-plus years of title contention for whatever the fuck Anthony Davis, parentheses, and almost nothing else, gives you. Thrilled the Lakers were gifted relevance for the next 10 years as well. Fantastic. And just judging from my long relationship with Ike, I think that last sentence is, some sarcasm right there. So Mike, it comes out around a little past midnight Eastern time. What's your immediate reaction to seeing this Shams tweet?
I thought it was fake. I thought it was so fake. there was no shot that was happening. I think Ike really hit the nail on the head. Like, there should be January 6th level of insurrection for Dallas fans trying to get into their front office right now.
I did see there was a protest outside of someone brought a coffin.
Nico Harrison should be in hiding. Like, I don't know. Like, and did you see the press conference?
Yes.
It seems like Jason Kidd had no idea. I just don't know, man. Like, it's just so bad.
Yeah, this is the kind of trade that a GM will lose their job for. I think that is certainly within the realm of possibility. It does feel out of character for Nico Harrison, I think, considering some of the more like low-key kind of around the edges moves he's made to improve the roster with like PJ Washington, with Daniel Gafford, getting them to the finals, you know, and this league, you know, it's like everyone was baffled by the fact that the Timberwolves broke up this team that made it to the Western Conference Finals. The Mavs just broke up the team that made it to the finals, okay? And nobody is safe. Let's start with a little bit of the reporting out of the Dallas camp. Luka did not request a trade, according to Nico Harrison, gave no indication of wanting to leave or not wanting to re-sign in Dallas. Tim McMahon of ESPN says that Nico Harrison says that defense wins championships. That's a quote. As reason for getting Anthony Davis back. The Mavs were concerned about Luka's conditioning, and I guess there's been some leaks about, or I don't know, whatever, PR, whatever you want to call it, that Luka's nearing 270 pounds. And then the other aspect of this is that Luka was headed towards a $345 million Supermax extension over the summer, only available to people that are in a certain contract year that have made an all-NBA team. So, you know, we saw more fringe all-NBAers like Jaylen Brown and Karl-Anthony Towns get this Supermax deal. Obviously, a first, you know, team all-NBA guy like Luka Doncic was going to get this deal. But the key part of this is that you have to be with the team that drafted you, or I believe. So
you're coming up now, huh?
Yeah, it is not available to him anymore. Yeah, so a lot of money. I think I, like you, thought that this was fake originally. And I think also just looking at it, obviously the verbiage is perfect from Shams. I mean, you know, it's real, so obviously. But also I'm looking at it, I'm like, they only got one first round pick.
Yeah, and
it's just a gross underpay. And the big thing that I think everyone is just like losing their minds over is that nobody knew that Luka Doncic was going to be available. They did not take this to the market. This was just some sort of private negotiation between Rob Pelinka and Nico Harrison. And they settled on this. And Rob Pelinka just said, nah, I'm keeping one. And Nico Harrison said, okay. Like,
it's like, I just, what baffles me the most about this is the fact that it wasn't like made aware that he was on like the trade, like they're willing to trade him to like every team in the league to see what they could get. You know, like, you got to imagine, like, there are teams out there with so many assets that they would have probably thrown all the way for Luka. You know, and you're getting a 30, like almost nearly 32 year old who's definitely like, who's playing good basketball right now. Like, Anthony Davis is still a very good basketball player.
Yeah.
Definitely going to be on the downward trajectory over the next 3 to 4 years, which is, Harrison said, is their window. You know?
Yeah. He said in the future, and, AKA the next 3 to 4 years. The next 10, I don't know. Ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Laughing. Just laughing about it.
It's crazy. Like, he just brought you the finals. This is a young player who had stepped up in nearly every level of the playoffs that you had wanted him to. He got to his first finals, and yeah, he didn't have a great series, but he had just like carried the Mavericks on a run to the finals.
Yeah, like, I think the other interesting part, someone was talking about the team that Luka brought to the Western Conference Finals the year that the Warriors won it, I believe 22. And you look at like the other guys that were like taking the most shots on that team. And it was, you know, it was like Jalen Brunson before he was Jalen Brunson, right? You know, he was good, but like,
yeah,
not nearly to the level that he is now. And then like Reggie Bullock and like, you know, Dwight Powell, scrubs.
Yeah.
He brought a team of scrubs to the Western Conference Finals, and like, sure, they lost pretty handily to the Celtics, but like, it's so clear to every single person that this is a top five player, if not top two player, in the NBA. And he's 25 years old.
Like, who cares if he's a little overweight? He was a little overweight last year when he was bringing them to the finals.
I don't care that he's 270 pounds. I don't care that he's 370 pounds. I don't care that he's smoking hookah. I don't care that he's ripping beers. Like, he's that good. He's that good. Even Fat Luka is a top two player on his night, you know? And the fact that, like, we're going to get the story, I think, in the coming week about,
like, the full,
what,
like you're saying, like the full story of what happened, or like what?
I think we're gonna get a story from the Mavs, sort of detailing about like how much McDonald's Luka used to eat, and he would like get injured and then like would refuse to do his PT, and like they had all these concerns about this. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter to me.
Question.
So on the, go ahead.
If Mark Cuban isn't forced to sell like 80% of his share like 3 years ago, does this happen? Or wait, 2 years ago, does this happen?
Was he forced to sell?
Well, I think he was just going broke. He wasn't forced to sell. I think he just needed.
Yeah. No. No, this does not happen. Mark Cuban is, you know, he doesn't know a lot about stuff, but he is a basketball guy, and I think he values, you know, like he loved Dirk, you know, he loved Dirk, and he loved Luka, and I think he's so. And I think he, you know, there is some sort of relationship there that the Adelsons certainly don't have with Luka, and whoever the fuck they hired to like be the governor of the Mavericks. I did see that a good tweet that was like Miriam Adelson did this to distract from the Trump tariffs, which you know, whatever. From the Lakers side, LeBron was allegedly not consulted. Neither was Anthony Davis. I know you have an opinion on this. Let me get through this, and then we can talk about it. This is reporting from Dave McMenamin, who's like the ESPN Lakers reporter. After the Lakers and Mavericks agreed to the deal late Saturday night, Rob Pelinka made three calls in quick succession, sources told ESPN. A joint call with AD and JJ Redick, a call to Davis's agent, Rich Paul, and a call to LeBron James. So you're skeptical of this. Why are you skeptical of this?
Well, like, obviously there's like the late GM shit and stuff like that, but like,
yeah,
I think it should be natural for a team to consult their like star, like especially if like a LeBron level star, and if you're gonna make this big of a move, like I think it would be kind of insane not to have talked to him about it, you know, like that'd just be bad for business, because if he's unhappy with the trade, then like that's trouble.
Here's what I'll say: if the Lakers were doing this, trading Anthony Davis away for, let's say, another, whatever, this is just a complete hypothetical, but like Kevin Durant, let's just say.
Sure.
Right? It's another aging star, and it's a win now move. You know, I mean, AD is probably comparable or maybe even better than KD right now. But like, you see what I'm saying with the age. Mm-hmm. This is not for LeBron James, this trade.
Sure.
This is for after LeBron James, explicitly, really. And let's say LeBron is like, wait, no, AD's my friend. Don't do that. The Lakers still have to do this. You know?
You're saying it was such a big, like, obvious win for them, like, in the now and, like, the future, most likely, that.
Yeah.
I do agree with that, but I think it would just, the idea that they didn't run it past LeBron, just, it would make no sense to me. I don't see him being like, no, you know, like in what world is he like, no, I don't want you to get Luka. Like,
yeah, I mean, there is some, I don't know. I'm like Rich Paul was running circles around that franchise, you know, and has been for a long time. Like, they, he made them draft his son Like LeBron made them draft his son. AD is out here playing LeBron, being like, "Give me a center." as you pointed out last night, he did get a center. He got two very good centers.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm more keen to believe this just because it is, like I said, for this future past both of them, both LeBron and Anthony Davis. Mm-hmm. And it's just like the magnitude is too high for those current overlords in AD and LeBron to be even consulted. Which is crazy, but that's where we're at, you know. Like this is easily the most insane trade that I've ever seen, and a lot of people are calling it the most insane trade in NBA history, you know.
I think kind of what Ike said, it's the most insane trade in American sports history. Like, mm-hmm. Football, I think, like, there's never been something like to this level. Like, yeah. Someone who's so clearly like at least a top five, top three player in the league, you know, getting sent from their best team that wasn't asking out.
I guess it's like also, you know, what Ike said here, where he says not fielding offers from for a top three or four asset in the NBA is criminal negligence. Even if Nico Harrison did zero in on Anthony Davis as the guy he wanted, clearly was strong-armed by Rob Pelinka here, and the way to get leverage is to get other teams to send you, like, crazy offers, and then present that to Rob Pelinka and be like, "Oh, you really don't want to give me your 2031 first?"
No, it should be like a bidding war almost. Like,
yes, and like anything, you know, like every other fucking trade.
Yeah.
It's just you rarely see this sort of like move in the shadows type of thing. So the reporting with Nico Harrison is that Nico Harrison was the rep at Nike, that worked with Rob Pelinka when Pelinka was Kobe's agent. So they have this pre-existing relationship. Also, funny enough, found out that Nico Harrison was the one that botched the presentation, like the pitch presentation to Steph Curry to join Nike. apparently he accidentally called Steph Seth, and then also the entire presentation was actually the one meant for KD. So that's this guy, you know.
Yeah.
And again, it's, you know, I thought he was earlier. I was like, so another way I sort of thought about this was if the Wolves traded Ant for Anthony Davis. Right, and Ant right now isn't the same caliber of player as Luka Doncic. Maybe he could be in the future, but like Luka is that right now and for the future, so it makes it even crazier. But like if Anthony Edwards got traded for Anthony Davis, I would be inconsolable. You know, I would be so incredibly upset and like so sad. And I think that's, you know, that's sort of the state of the Mavs right now, Mavs fans. Guys like young franchise cornerstones just don't get traded like this, especially after doing all the things that Luka has done on every level.
Yeah, it'd be different if like maybe he never got out the first round of the playoffs, or like maybe. Like, he wasn't – he's, like, a five-time All-NBA first team, right? Like,
yep.
Like, this is insane, dude. He was Western Conference Finals MVP last year.
Yep. The betting favorite to be the MVP coming into this season.
Yep. Obviously, injuries do hurt, but
Yeah,
it's
but
just,
like it's not like he's Embiid, you know?
no.
A couple reactions around the league. Kendrick Perkins. Did you see this?
No, I did not.
Okay, here's the tweet. Dallas won this trade. AD and Kyrie are going to be special. Plus, they didn't have to give up Lively, Gafford, or PJ Washington. God bless America.
Oh
I don't
man.
really get that last part.
Oh man. I don't, again, he's just wrong, dude. Like, and also the Kyrie piece of that, he can opt out of their contract after the end of this season and he could be gone. So it could end up just being Klay and AD there.
Clay D.
Like, this is, it's just horrible. I feel for Jason Kidd too. Like, if he truly had no idea, like he should be looking to resign because this is a disaster.
I mean, I have obviously I have feelings towards that franchise that, knocked us out of the playoffs last year. I feel for Mavs fans,
Yeah.
I think some things extend past. So like I'm a human too. It's empathy that I feel right now. My bronsexual friend Xander called me last night. And this was just a hilarious take, but he's like, "So now the Lakers like don't have a center, and I don't really know understand like I don't really know about the fit between LeBron and Luka. Like did they really get better?" Like, brother, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they missed the play-in this year. I mean, like, to be fair, I do think that there's already been reports about Pelinka going out and looking for a center.
Yeah, an aggressive
And I
rim
think they
protector.
do have a chance this year to do something. I don't think they're gonna win the finals. I still think there's better teams right now, especially as currently constructed. But it's not, it's not about this year. It's
Yeah,
about the
and
next
again, and
decade.
I do think if Luka comes back, he has a calf injury right now, right? From his calf injury, he gets like healthy in the back half of the season, and they're in the playoffs. Like, I would not be shocked if I saw them in a Western Conference Finals. Like, to
No.
be honest with you, like, like it's,
No, I wouldn't be I wouldn't be
yeah.
shocked to see either of these teams in the Western Conference Finals, honestly. But again, it's not about this year.
Yeah.
Well, actually the Mavs, I will say, it's like the only possible way to half justify this is to win. This might be sacrilege, but I think it's multiple championships. Don't you
I
think?
think at least one. At least one gotta go to two. Like, I think
I'm just thinking about it's
it's
like one championship. The Mavs win one championship with this core. And then they try to run it back the next year, and they like are out in the second round. And then the next year after that, it breaks up.
then
And
you're
the Lakers are
fine.
still have Luka
Yeah.
Doncic. Right?
Yeah.
Like it's
Yeah.
just I, that's hard. It's just hard to quantify at with a player of that caliber.
It felt like they're in a situation where they were going to be in the conversation moving forward every single year, you know, and now they put it feels like there's a very strict time frame, and if they could be good, like I do think AD is a very good basketball player, but it's got to be like he's got to be shutting down a little bit year by year now. Right, like Kyrie, I think he's still a very good basketball player, but he's Kyrie. You know, it's like it can go away real quick.
I mean, AD also a injury prone player. He's 31 right now. Is fully entrenched in his prime. Absolutely. He's an all NBA player. But will he be an all-NBA player when he's 33, when he's 34, when he's 35? I doubt it. Especially because, like, he can't just do the Al Horford thing because he can't shoot, you know?
Right.
So much of his game is based off of, you know, getting in the paint and being physical.
Yeah, he's a good athlete, you know?
Yeah. So I just can't see him aging that well. Here's the thing from KD that I thought was interesting. This one was more hearsay, so this isn't confirmed. Apologies to the listeners, but basically, I guess he said something along the lines of how he pointed out how players are held to this sort of impossible standard of loyalty, where to the whatever franchise they're on, you know, where if they like sort of, you know, think about going somewhere else or like question some of the things going on with their franchise, the media and the fans kill them, right? And then he is asking for front offices to sort of be held to the same standards, with this, all this going down. I think he has a point. With Luka being drafted there, and you know, everything, you know, going under Dirk's wing for the first couple seasons, like there's this seamless transition into Luka being this Mavericks great, you know, in the years to come. And Nico Harrison threw it all away.
Yeah, like I do agree with Katie. There should be, like, people should be held responsible. I feel like that people are freaking out at Nico Harrison pretty decently online.
I think so too.
I think he is getting this pretty similar level of like hate from Mavs fans as a player would get if this, like, if roles were reversed, you know?
Yeah. I've seen a little bit of conspiracy talk. Did Adam Silver orchestrate this trade to keep the Lakers' success in a more, you know, or to add longevity to the Lakers' success in the post-LeBron era?
Yes.
It is crazy that guy's there. And yeah, he's going to be there for a long time, presumably. Because why would he leave, you know? it would fit that narrative of the league wanting the Lakers to be good, but I, you know, from what I see so far, I don't know. The other thing, was this all just a salary cap move
for the Mavs?
So, hours after the trade, Anthony Davis waives his trade kicker, which is $5.9 million, and that is paid by the Lakers, but it goes towards the Mavericks salary cap, right? So by waiving that, he puts the Mavericks under the salary cap, under the luxury tax. Did Miriam Adelson just want to save a couple bucks and get rid of the franchise superstar? Probably not, but because it does seem like Nico Harrison is really standing on this, which is crazy. Lastly, penultimate thing I want to talk about is, I guess, just the basketball fit. Like, what do you think about these basketball fits? Yeah, we can start with the Lakers or maybe the Mavs.
Like, I think the Mavs are, like, it's fine, you know, like, you have a good point guard, like, AD is a great, like, a phenomenal big, you know, and, like, you have, like, somewhat shooting threats on the perimeter, and then you have young, big, like, Lively to, like, help rim protect. Like, I think they're going to be, like, a solid basketball team, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they're, like, the – I wouldn't put them better. Like, I wouldn't say they're better than the Thunder or better than the Celtics. Better than a lot of, honestly, better than a good amount of teams, you know, but I think they'll be fine.
Yeah, it's like we have to see it, I think. They have the potential to be really, really difficult to play defensively with AD and a center. Now how that works offensively is a separate question with the spacing. Neither of the centers for Dallas can space the floor. They lost Kleber as well, who could have been a floor spacer next to AD as well. Yeah, I guess Max Christie will play on the wing. And the Lakers have found some success since draft or since starting him. But yeah, I mean, on paper, I do think that they're probably a top three team in the Western Conference, but that's just on talent alone and theoretical fits. And they still have a little bit of ways to go still to get into the top six to get a guaranteed playoff spot, and in a difficult conference, and beyond that, who knows?
And you just got to be able to score. Like, you have to be able to score against like some of these Western Conference teams. And I just like I feel like they lost. Like, obviously AD, he can score, and so like he's a good offensive player. But you lost one of the best, just pure score. Like, maybe the best pure scorer in the league. It's like,
Yeah,
I don't
and
know.
the primary facilitator and creator, and Kyrie's been playing well with Luka out, but I do think their ceiling has been lowered, right? With Luka leaving. Conversely, I think the Lakers' ceiling did get higher because of this, but I also think this lowered their floor for this year specifically. Because there's always, there's always a chance that, like, I don't know, what, Luka's probably pissed, dude.
I would be livid.
He's
I'd be
probably
so mad.
livid. He's probably so mad. No one told him anything. And he's on the Lakers now, and people are calling him fat and obese, and a
His
slob.
boss.
And
He gets sent away, and his boss will call him back.
alcoholic and a cig fiend. He's probably gonna be fucking hooping for the rest of the year. And I cannot wait for February 25th, which is when the Mavs visit the Lakers. So
Will Luka be back by that?
he's supposed to be back before the All-Star break. So
Really?
should be back soon. We'll see. I do think they're like Luka and LeBron fit is a little bit weird, but I also think that it'll be fine. They'll just figure it out.
Yeah, I feel
Do
like
you?
LeBron is a good enough basketball player where he can kind of play with anybody, you know, and kind of bring out the
Yeah, other
better
than
of
what Russell Westbrook, but that was sort of because
no
he,
one.
yeah, Westbrook didn't really know how to shoot. And you won't have that problem with Luka. Defensively, they're very porous right now. So we'll see what Pelinka does about that.
You need a defensive big. AD was right.
Yeah.
They need a son.
Yeah. Well, unless Jackson Hayes turns into Wilt Chamberlain. But I wouldn't bet on him. Last thing I want to ask you about, Mike. This notion of being a Laker legend, right? And you talk to most people from LA that are Lakers fans. LeBron and AD, beloved in their own way, but they sort of pale in comparison to the way that, like, Kobe, obviously, Magic, Shaq, maybe even Kareem are beloved and sort of enshrined by that city and that spoiled fucking franchise. And so I wonder, Luka is going to be very young. He's 25, obviously, when he gets to LA, and he could certainly achieve great things there. Unclear, obviously. But I do think there is sort of a question of, like, because LeBron and AD came from different teams, although Shaq did as well, like, will Luka be sort of brought into this sort of pantheon of Laker greats? Because it's just such a high standard, you know?
Yeah, I think the thing is, you got to win a ring, you know, and
yeah.
LeBron and AD could never do that.
Oh my God. They did win a ring.
Bubble ring does not count. Bulls were not mathematically eliminated. That season is null and void. But beyond that, I think, like, you got to win multiple, though. I think, like, that's their standard. You got to, I think, like, you have to win multiple. I think, like, and by multiple, I mean at least three, not even just two. I think that's like the standard for those Laker legends in the past, for the past.
Yeah. I mean, even Tatum, who's phenomenal, is like, I think Boston fans are probably split on if he can be considered a Celtic great right now.
Yeah.
You know?
They're also a very spoiled franchise, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, you, like, if someone, like, let's say the Wolves won.
Carl Anthony Towns is a Timberwolves great.
Oh, wow. Already, huh?
Carl is a Timberwolves great. Retire the jersey. But seriously, though, like, if he stayed in Dallas, he's, like, almost a Dallas great already.
He's almost, like, where is he on there? I saw something about him where he was in their, like, all-time leading scorer list. It's, like, crazy.
He might be first. Is he first? No.
I think he's second. I think he might be second.
Dirk, right?
Let me look.
Presumably. I mean, like, you know, I'm not, like, the biggest NBA history buff, but I would assume it's Dirk, then Luka.
So,
as far as, like, greats in franchise history are concerned.
It's got to be Dirk. It definitely has to be Dirk. But.
Yeah, Dirk's still the greatest. You know, you can't take that away from him.
Dirk. Okay, so Luka's actually six, which is still probably kind of crazy.
Yeah, I mean, 25 like years old, dude. Jesus Christ.
And he's only, like, 500 away from being top three. That's insane. I mean, in six seasons with them.
Mm-hmm. Just all of that opportunity to be a part of a franchise, a part of a place, a part of a story. All ripped away because defense wins championships. And we'll see about that. Yeah, so that sort of covers everything for me. You got anything, parting thoughts here, Mike?
No, I mean, I still just can't really wrap my head around what was going on in Nico's mind over the past week, but.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You know, Rudy Gobert went for 5 first-round picks. And, you know, a couple of players, obviously, that were not on Anthony Davis's caliber at all.
Yeah.
But, man, what a time to be alive. All right, well, we'll wrap it there. Thanks, Mike.
All right.